I'm sorry, but it's time to move away. Though inside my heart, I really want to stay. Believe the love we have is so sincere. You know the gift you have will always be. You're the apple of my eye. You're the apple of my heart. But now the time has come to part. Sorry, but it's time to make a stand. Though we never meant to bite the loving hand. And now the time has come to walk alone. We were the children, now we're overgrown. You're the apple of my eye. You're the apple of my heart. But now the time has come to part. Stay. Believe the love we have is so sincere. You know the gift you have will always be. You're the apple of my eye. You're the apple of my heart. But now the time has come to pass. Now the time has come to pass.
Welcome to the Strange Brew podcast, and for the next hour you'll be listening to a great selection of tracks related to Apple Records, the label founded by the Beatles in 1968. As usual in the Strange Brew, it's a brilliant opportunity to savour some lesser-known songs from the era with some classics. Our first song was the outstanding Apple of My Eye by Badfinger. It was written and sung by Pete Ham about the band, who were about to leave Apple Records for a bigger contract at Warner Brothers. Interestingly, it was the last single released on Apple in the 70s that wasn't by an ex-Beatle. You'll also have noticed we have a Strange Brew jingle, which was played after Apple of My Eye, performed by great US band Sidewalk Society, plus high harmonies from Chloe and Amelia. There's a great new interview on the Strange Brew website with the band, which focuses on their brilliant new EP, which has some great covers of Britpop classics from The Small Faces, Stones and The Kinks. The very last song on today's show is the world premiere of one of their EP tracks, called In the First Place by the Remo 4, which was an outtake from George Harrison's Wonderwall soundtrack, released on Zapple. Brilliant. Now to Focal Point, whose songwriters Paul Tennant and Dave Rhodes were among the first to be signed to Apple. More after Far Away From Forever. was Focal Point with Far Away From Forever. Great stuff. There's a brilliant selection of Apple reissues out at the moment, which has culminated in an excellent CD, The Best of Apple Records, just been released. However, that particular album does not include bands signed to Apple Publishing, like Focal Point, who we've just heard. It doesn't include the Beatles, neither their solo careers, but other Apple-related material. So the show is a time to readdress that balance. Focal Point's Paul Tennant and Dave Rhodes, who were originally from Liverpool, tracked down Paul McCartney in 1967 and asked for his songwriting tips. That led them to become signed to Apple Publishing, actually before Apple Records were formed. So the Focal Point signed to Decca, but their single did not take off. Many of their tracks remained in the vaults, including Far Away From Forever, until about 5 years ago. A big shame. So now to another band signed to Decca, but on Apple Publishing. Now this were Grapefruit, who were named after Yoko Ono's book with the classic Dear Delilah.
Each night, when watching dying of the day, I seem to find I hardly know my way around. Even with the crowd, I'm on my own. Now she's gone, I don't know if I'm lost or found. You're breathing down, dear Delilah. I can't see you turn around, dear Delilah. Still, when someone tells you she wanted someone else that I couldn't be. You're bringing me down, dear Delilah. I can't see you coming around, dear
to Jackie Lomax, who was from Merseyside band The Undertakers. By the late 60s, Jackie signed to Apple Records. Sour Milk Sea was released on the very same day as Hey Jude in late August of 1968. Now the B-side was The Eagle Laughs at You. Both sides featured George Harrison and Jackie Lomax on rhythm guitars, Paul McCartney on bass, Eric Clapton on lead guitar, Ringo Starr on drums, and Nicky Hopkins on piano. Wow. So here's The Eagle Laughs at You.
Talking, the eagle laughs at you, just barely walks.
one of the best band of musicians ever assembled for Jackie Lomax's The Eagle Laughs at You. Now to our first doubleheader with two tracks from Apple Publishing. The You Don't Know Who band were from Birmingham, and after recording An Apple a Day in 1968, their demos reached Apple, where they were published, but unfortunately they weren't released, so they eventually broke up. Then we have Tim and Dog with Now She Says She's Young, which Timon recorded for Apple after he met Paul McCartney, who wanted to re-record his previous record, The Wonderful, The Bitter Thoughts of Little Jane. Timon never ended up releasing any tracks for Apple, and the Apple version of Now She Says She's Young only got heard until earlier this year, so you're in for a treat. But first, An Apple a Day.
Keeps the doctor away. A sky full of sun, we'll have fun making hay. A smile on your face means a song in my heart. Though our home is vague, what we got we share. And we share something the money can buy. We're rich in love. Rich in something the money can buy. We're rich in love.
Someone to make your young years fly. spots and feeling thin. He's bent you straight, you've had your spin. The world is more than 80 doors, the skirt to go in. And now she says she's young. And now the time has come to tell her she was wrong.
Two tracks from Apple Publishing. Check out the Apple RPM record collections for details. The You Don't Know Who band with An Apple A Day, and then you heard Timon with Now She Says She's Young, both from around 1968. Now our next band, Trash, featured on one of our Apple Beatle cover shows, where you heard Golden Slumbers from Abbey Road. However, their first release was Apple's fifth, from January 1969, which was Road to Nowhere, which was an exceptional cover of Carole King's 1967 single.
To hang on for as long as I could, but now I can see that it just ain't no good. I love it as rotten, right down to the core. Whatever we don't have it anymore. You got to get this road to nowhere. Now I tried and I tried to make things work out right, but I guess we're two people who can't help but fight. You lied to your roomie, and also I'm mine. And we both need this freedom. Don't you think it's about time? To nowhere.
you for the good times we've had in our past. But we're both old enough to know good things don't last. Baby, you're just no good for me. They don't know what to do.
That was Trash with Carole King's Road to Nowhere from 1969. We're over halfway through the show now and we've got a brilliant selection of songs still left to listen to, including some Beatles solo singles, Mary Hopkins, a George Harrison side project called Splinter, and of course Sidewalk Society's cover of Remo 4's In the First Place, a world premiere, great. We'll now be hearing the Ivy's second single on Apple, Apple number 14, which was Dear Angie, which was written by the band's bassist Ron Griffiths, who was unfairly kicked out of the band just as they morphed into Badfinger. Here's
Dear Angie, just these lines to confirm something you may know. Dear Angie, please excuse the writing, it's my nerves, you know. When you caught your train today, you took my heart and soul away. I can't wait till Friday night to see you touch, you hold you tight. Dear Angie, how's your folks and relatives? I hope they're well. Dear Angie, I'm spending my vacation at that same hotel. I've known you now for one whole year. There's something I've not told you, dear. Turn the blind, I've put too long. This letter that I've been wrong. Ba-ba-da.
Track written by the unfairly forgotten Ron Griffiths of the Ivies. Now, I mentioned earlier that the Beatles solo material wasn't included on the new Apple compilation, so let's put that wrong right with our second and final double header. First we have Instant Karma by John Lennon. It was recorded on the same day it was written, on the 27th of January 1970, produced by Phil Spector and released just 10 days later on the 6th of February. Ringo Starr's first single, which we'll hear after that, was recorded a few months after Instant Karma, but was not released until about a year later. Although not known at the time, It Don't Come Easy was co-written by George Harrison. Listen out for Stephen Stills on piano and Pete Ham and Tom Evans of Badfinger and the Ivies on backing vocals. So, first we hear the great Instant Karma, followed by the classic It Don't Come Easy.
Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
What in the world are you thinking now? Laughing in the face of love. What on earth are you trying to do? It's up to you. Face.
Better get yourself together, darling.
Join the human race. How in the world are you gonna see? Laughing at fools like me. Who on earth do you think you are? A superstar? Well, right you are.
Yeah!
It Don't Come Easy from Ringo Starr, preceded by Instant Karma by John Lennon. Great singles released on Apple in 1970 and 1971, next to an artist who also released a single on the same day in August 1968 as Hey Jude, Mary Hopkin, who climbed to the top of the charts with Those Were the Days, produced by Paul McCartney. However, her second Apple LP is a bit of a gem. 1971's Earth Song, Ocean Song was produced by Tony Visconti, who she later married, and featured great material by artists such as Tom Paxton and Ralph McTell. Here's the LP's title track, Ocean Song, written by Liz Thorson.
When you're alone, there's no one to forgive or mend. Your mind is blind, your senses strain, you see the stain, and you can't get back again. Gotta hitch a ride with a friend to the end of the ocean. Your wisdom hides you from your fate sometimes, looking into mirrors for signs of nursery rhymes. You hear the call, tear down the wall, but there's one more flight of stairs to climb. Gotta give a ride to a friend to the end of the ocean.
Definitely worth further investigation. Ocean Song from Mary Hopkins' second album. It's extremely appropriate we now play George Harrison's song Apple Scruffs from his All Things Must Pass LP, and also B-side to his 1971 single What Is Life. Apple Scruffs were, of course, the hardcore fans known for waiting outside Apple Corps and Abbey Road in the hope of seeing the Fab Four, you know, around the late 60s, early 70s, in the waning years of Apple. She Came In Through the Bathroom Window from Abbey Road was also about the Apple Scruffs, who quite literally broke through Paul McCartney's bathroom window at his St. John's Wood home. But here's George Harrison's Apple Scruffs.
Watch you sitting there, seeing the passers-by all stir, like you have no place to go. But there's so much they don't know about the apple scruffs. You've been stood around for years, see my smiles and touch my tears. How it's been a long, long time, and how you've been on my apple scruffs. Apple scrubs, how I love you, how I love you. Flowers in your hand, my apple scrubs. While the years come and go, thy love must surely show that without all time and space, we're together face to face, my apple scrubs.
To a band called Splinter, a duo of Bill Elliott, who'd previously released a John Lennon-related track on Apple, God Save Oz, as well as Bobby Purvis. George Harrison was impressed with one of their songs called Another Chance I Let Go, and wanted it for one of his Apple films, so George set up sessions at Apple Studios in 1973 to record the track. Plans were made for an Apple single, and the band played the song on the film. Unfortunately, Apple Records collapsed in 1973, so it came to George Harrison's Dark Horse Records to sign up Splinter, where they released many fine records in the 1970s. However, Another Chance That I Let Go did not make their first LP, and was eventually made it to their second LP, renamed as Lonely Man, where it got released in late 1975. Now, the track had great support, when it was recorded from Billy Preston, George Harrison and Jim Keltner on drums, with lyrics from Beatles roadie Mal Evans. It's a brilliant lost classic, well worth listening to if you've never heard it before, a bit like our final track of the show, but more about that after Lonely Man / Another Chance That I Let Go.
Comforts me whenever I feel low.
Lonely Man, Another Chance, I Let Go from George Harrison favourite Splinter, that almost got released on Apple but eventually got heard on the Dark Horse label. Next month we'll celebrate Keith Richards' brilliant autobiography, so we'll be having a Keith Richards Rolling Stone special. But we've only got time for one final track, but what a song. But I'll let Long Beach, California's finest introduce it. See you next month.
Hi, this is Dan West.
And Dan Lawrence from Sidewalk Society. You're about to hear our version of In the First Place.
It's an almost forgotten Apple track, originally recorded by Remo 4 and produced by George Harrison.
Hope you enjoy.